listening to Silent Majority's Pirate Podcast, episode number 164, coming to you live from San Francisco, California, with your host, Scrap Huntington.
Hey everybody, welcome to Silent Majority's Pirate Podcast, episode number 164. I am your host, Scrap Huntington, and I am coming to you live. Yeah, bring it in, Angel Vivaldi. That is some groovin' tunes. Anyway, we have an amazing show lined up for you today. Let me tell you what. We got something really awesome to talk about today. We are going to talk about something that, in my process of talking to other people and doing a little homework, doing a little research, finding some things out, I have noticed that this actually offends more people than anything else I think that I've talked about at all, period. Which I think is kind of sad, really. So, you know, I'll talk about crazy shit on this show, you know? Well, I don't think it's crazy. Other people don't think it's crazy. But brain dead, fluoride eating, aspartame licking zombies, well, you know, they think it's weird and crazy. And the show tonight is going to be about how all major sports are fixed and rigged and faked. Games are thrown, and you know, people just will have a goddamn heart attack when you tell them sports are fake, you know? They can't wrap their head around it. And, you know, I really think a lot of this comes from the average person probably isn't given over to evil that much yet. And I know that sounds, whoa, Mike, oh my god, what are you talking about? Giving yourself over to evil? Oh, it must be one of those crazy conspiracies you have, Scrap. Yeah, well, no. What I'm talking about is a lot of people, I don't think, understand the mindset that it takes to do something to fraud millions of people. And, you know, I get that, I understand, and maybe that's why people get so defensive when I tell them that sports are rigged and faked and it's just a bunch of fucking bullshit. It's just show, and people that are involved make more money than the United States produces in a year. Just from betting and throwing games. I mean, you're going to tell me that it's unbelievable if someone were to make $450 billion from betting on a game, that they're not going to take advantage of that, they won't throw the game? Come on, dude. Now you're just being naive. So, in my hunt and research and asking people what they thought and how they felt, which sometimes gets me into a little bit of trouble, people don't like to hear the truth, man. They just shut off immediately, just bam, click, that's done. Don't tell me anymore, I don't want to hear it, I know you're right, and god damn it, I'm going to have to admit to myself that I'm wrong, and I can't do that because I am always right, and I have to do what's good for myself, and fuck everyone else. That's like the mechanism, the stone door that drops down, you know, between your ears when you have to listen to the truth. Oh god, the truth. Oh, so evil. So bad. So, just as a little example here, I'm going to give you a quick quick little blurb example, you know, of what I'm kind of talking about. So I had posted on my Facebook, which, if you want to check us out, is facebook.com/silentmajoritypunks, P-U-N-X. I'd posted on there some videos of an author who wrote a book called The Fix Is In, which is basically a book documenting, you know, all these examples of how sports are rigged. He was a sports writer. And I'm talking about how all sports are rigged. And this girl has a fucking heart attack. And she's like, that's just stupid. You're just being stupid. And so, you know, I just fired back with some more videos and documents and an ESPN article about all these different, you know, events that had happened that had been staged and people got caught, got busted throwing matches. And the response to this was, go Niners. After you just inform someone that all of the major sports that you watch on TV are faked, staged, and rigged to make a group of mafia-style criminals tons of illegal tax-free money, the reply wasn't, oh my god, what? It's a fraud? It's fake? This is really happening? Oh my gosh, let me read about this. Let me find out. Let me investigate. Let me do my own homework at least. Oh my gosh, like, criminals are running the sports entertainment industry that so many people are in love with and obsessed about? No, that wasn't the response. Go Niners. That was the response. And that's what I'm talking about. Just as soon as you hear that sliver of truth, man, bam! Boom! Stone door shuts right between the ears. No more getting in. I mean, you couldn't diamond tip drill a fucking tiny little hole to whisper any bit of truth after that. And I'll say some hardcore ass shit and truth on this show. And, you know, I'll say Obama's a fucking piece of shit that murders little children overseas. I'll say he's a globalist criminal kingpin. I'll expose, like, David Rockefeller and Bill Gates as putting cancer viruses into vaccines that they've had the cure for HIV since 1996. I'll say these things, and, you know, people get a little interested, and they'll be like, that's terrible. You know, that, you know, that's not good. But I say all sports are fake, and I have never gotten such a huge amount of negative responses. People are literally foaming at the mouth with anger. Just, how dare you say that? Which is funny because, you know, all the time that I post these other comments about the truth and what's really happening in the world, people are just like, you're a hater. You're full of hate. Oh my god, that is so full of hate. You don't love Obama destroying the economy by design on purpose from command from Rothschild that's running the bank on purpose to devalue the dollar so they can buy it up and switch out the currency and own everything like they've done a million times in other countries in history? That's hate. So I just turned around and said, that's hate. You know, you know, telling me that I'm crazy or I'm an idiot or that's stupid to talk bad about sports. I'm like, that's just hate. They don't know what to do. They shut down again. They're like, you can't use that against me. It's pretty sad. So, you know, maybe hearing this, you might be thinking, oh, goddamn Scrap. Maybe you're one of those people that just refuses to believe that something like this could happen. Maybe you're one of those people that's just like, give me some fucking proof. Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to give you some proof. I'm going to read you some great examples of documented, undisputable instances in history where people have gotten caught, busted, thrown in jail, expelled from the sport for throwing matches and betting on them and making money. And this is just at the low level. This includes players, it includes referees, all the way from college level to professional. I mean, we're going to give you some good examples of match fixing, okay? So, just a little history. Why would someone fix a match? Why would someone fake it? Why would they do that? So, what's the fucking root of all evil? Of course, it's money. It's sad that it's that simple and simplistic, pathetic, boring reason that someone would stage major sports events that millions of people are into and rooting for their team, and even though that's a fucking psychological mental illness. But we'll talk about that in a minute. We got a really good show lined up. But I just want to start about with some history and some documented facts, you know. Gambling predates recorded history. Ancient Olympic Games were constantly dealing with athletes accepting bribes to lose competition and chariot racing. It goes all the way back to before they even recorded history. They had a problem with people gambling and betting and throwing games and matches and even the chariot race. So I'm going to fire off some really good examples. And this isn't just in the U.S. major sports. This is all around the world. You know, in 1919, we're going to start there. Everyone, if you're any kind of a sports fan, knows about the Chicago Black Sox. So in 1919, gamblers provided bribes to several members of the Chicago White Sox to throw the World Series. This became known as the Black Sox Scandal and was recounted in a book and movie as Eight Men Out. Let's see, in 1964, the Great British Football Betting Scandal. A betting ring organized by Jim Gold involving several football league players had been caught for match fixing. The most famous incident involved three Sheffield Wednesday players, including two England international players, that were subsequently banned from football and imprisoned after it was discovered they had bet against their team winning in a match against Ipswich Town. So what did they do? They bet against their own team, then they fucked around the game and lost it on purpose, and then they made a bunch of money. In 1978, mobsters from the Lucchese crime family, along with Henry Hill and Jim Burke, organized a point-shaving scheme with key members of the Boston College basketball team. Let's get a good one here. So, you know, this may sound stupid to you if you're living in America, but everywhere else in the world, cricket is a big-ass game. I mean, everywhere else in the world plays cricket except for America. But in 2000, the Delhi police intercepted conversation between blacklisted bookies and the South African cricket camp captain, Hansie Kroenge, in which they learned that Kroenge accepted money to throw matches. The Italian Football Federation said in October 2000 it had found eight players guilty of match-fixing. Three were from Serie A side, and the other five played for Serie B side. The players... Oh man, this is going to kill me to try to pronounce these Italian names. Giacomo Banicelli, Cristitano Dani, Sebastino Svigala, and Alfredo Agiletti. I mean, these are people who got busted and went to jail. June 2004, South Africa. 33 people, including 19 referees, club officials, the match commissioner, and an official of the South African Football Association were all arrested on match-fixing charges. let's see, 2007, an NBA betting scandal. In July 2007, it was revealed that National Basketball Association referee Tim Donaghy had gambled on 10 to 15 games, including games which he had refereed. Donaghy was sentenced to 15 months in federal prison and spent 11 months in a federal prison camp and an additional time in a halfway house. 2008, which is funny because I saw this. The book by Declan Hill alleges that in the 2006 World Cup, the group game between Ghana and Italy, the round of 16 game between Ghana and Brazil, and the Italy-Ukrainian quarterfinal were all fixed by gambling syndicates to whom the final scores were known in advance. The German Football Federation, or the Deutsches Football, Football League, and the German Football League looked into claims in one of my favorite publications ever, Der Spiegel, which also talked about how Osama had been dead for 9 years after Obama was like, "Oh, we killed him. They're like, "Oh, really? Because he's been dead for 9 years. How did you kill him?" That was in Der Spiegel. Great article. An interview with Hill that two Bundesliga matches were fixed by William B. Walim, a fugitive who also had a 2004 conviction for match fixing. I mean, I could just read on and on and on and on. Turkey, the 2012 Summer Olympics. A match result was overturned and the referee was expelled from the tournament, which included a boxer winning the match despite having been knocked down 5 times in 1 round. This is clearly a violation of amateur boxing regulations. Dude. So here's, I mean, there's just a couple. Let's see. On May 6, 2009, a federal grand jury in Detroit indicted 6 former University of Toledo athletes, 3 from each school's football and basketball programs, on charges of conspiracy to commit bribery in relation to their alleged involvement in a point-shaving scheme that ran from 2003 to 2006. Since then, 4 former Toledo athletes, including at least one not named in the original indictments, have pleaded guilty on charges related to the scheme. One of these, the former Rockets running back Quentin Brossard, admitted that he had deliberately fumbled during the 2005 GMAC Bowl, the game ultimately won 45-13 by Toledo, in exchange for $500, and had been paid to provide confidential team information to one of the orchestrators of the scheme. I mean, here, 2009, German police arrested 17 people on suspicion of fixing at least 200 soccer matches in 9 countries. Whew. So, there's just a couple of examples of people that, I mean, this is evidence, there's no denying that people through these games on purpose because they were paid to do so. Anywhere from the World Cup to college basketball to college football to professional soccer. And it just goes on and on and on and doesn't stop. I mean, I could sit here all night and read to you all the different, you know, white papers and examples that I've found on sports being rigged, you know? And here's a couple of another good examples. How about Don King? I mean, he's been sued by every single athlete that he's ever represented. The guy's a shyster. He's fixing boxing matches. Everybody knows that. That's been in news I don't know how many times. Pete Rose. Remember Pete Rose? Famous baseball player, bet against his own team, threw the matches, got caught, busted, banned from baseball for life. I mean, these are... It's like people just purposely forget that even happened. They're like, oh my God, that's not real. You know, and we're talking about this tonight because obviously the Super Bowl just happened. Good example is, you know, the NFL is probably the most disgusting, corrupt, awful, pathetic crime syndicate ran by scum of the earth people on this whole fucking planet. And while you might disagree with what I'm saying, I don't give a shit. It's fucking true. The NFL commissioner... The NFL is supposedly a non-profit organization. The fucking commissioner makes $10 million a year tax-free. $10 million motherfucking dollars. That's more than a geneticist makes in a year. That's more than people working on the Large Hadron Collider make in a year. That's more than a nuclear fucking physicist makes in a year. Those people should be idolized. Those people should be on TV and just brought up on a pedestal and talked about all the time, and there should be commentaries on them. But no, what do we have instead? A bunch of brain-dead, drooling motherfuckers that can barely even string an English sentence together.
I just went out there and gave it my all, and that's the best that I could do, and now I gotta shoot some D-ball in my ass, or the coach is gonna get mad.
I mean, that's someone who makes 24, 30... $50 million a year. A commissioner who just does nothing. He just sits on his fucking ass all day long. $10 million bucks. Where the fuck did that come from? Where did they get all that? I mean, think about how much money Nike makes from jerseys. Think about the fact that they have t-shirts and hats and all these things printed and ready for sale in all stores from the winners of the World Series and the Super Bowl before it happens. You think the companies are going to print both teams? Let's go ahead and spend the money, and then we're just going to burn all the, for example, tonight, all the Ravens, the 49ers, whatever. Like, I give a shit about sports. Let's just burn all the 49ers Super Bowl champions, t-shirts, hats, stickers, shoes, beanies, all this other bullshit that we printed up. Let's just burn all that and we'll just sell. Give me a fucking break. They already have it in the goddamn stores the next day that the fucking Super Bowl's over. You go to the store the next day and there's Super Bowl 47 or whatever the fuck it is, world champions, blah 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 blah. I mean, what? How do you not see that? How does that not make you question, like, how do they know? How do they get that so fast? I've never seen on eBay a team that didn't win a championship. I've never seen a leaked hat or t-shirt or something that says, oh, you know, in such and such year, who really lost a t-shirt or a hat or something with, you know, World Series champions of 2004, even though they lost. You'd think stuff like that would get out, right? I mean, you can buy anything you want on eBay. So, I mean, there's just so many elements to this picture on evidence that sports are fucking faked, you know? I mean, you have proof. People going to prison, players and referees, commissioners, people involved in it. You have the fucking Lucchese crime family. What was it? John Gotti and fucking Don King were involved with each other. One of the biggest fucking mobsters ever besides like Al Capone. I mean, the guy just fucking murders people for fun. And they're involved in fucking setting up sports. And here I have some unwitted, you know, girl defending all of this. I have people on the street when I go up to them and, you know, they're wearing all the stuff, 49ers jerseys. I'm like, hey, did you know the Super Bowls are faked? They know the outcome of the scores before it happens. And they're like, oh, that's fucking bullshit. Like, yeah, give me 10 minutes so I can prove it to you. No, fuck that, man. You're fucking stupid, dude. Well, no, just let me show you. I can prove it to you. You can't prove shit. Okay, well, just let me show you, and then you can decide. No, fuck that, man. What? Why? Look, here. Look at the evidence. No. It's like feeding a bratty, fat, spoiled little child who just eats candy all day, like trying to force feed him broccoli. You're like, here, look, this broccoli, it's really good and nutritious. It's full of fiber and vitamin A and vitamin C. It's going to keep you healthy. It's going to make your digestive system work. Here, just eat it. It doesn't even taste that bad. It's actually good. No, I won't do it. Yeah, you might like it. No, you can't make me eat the broccoli. And you're like, dude, it's good for you. Look, it's going to benefit you. Here. Nope. I would rather eat the poisonous candy that contains high fructose corn syrup because I'm this stubborn little piece of shit brat. Nope. And you're like, you know, on top of the kid trying to force feed him the broccoli with the fork. And he's like, no, I won't do it. I won't eat anything that's good for me and that's going to help. You're just like, look, here's the evidence. Nope. You can't show me the evidence. I won't look at it. Well, you won't look at it, but it still exists. No, it doesn't. It's exhausting, you know, and the excuse of it being entertainment isn't going to work on me. It's not entertainment is like watching Man versus Wild or learning something. It's not entertainment. In fact, I mean, here's something else that's terrible about the Super Bowl. You know, I wanted to do this sports thing after the Super Bowl just so I could show people how many dirty hands are in the pot of staging sports events. And I'm going to pick on football the most because that's probably the biggest and most watched. The Super Bowl, an ad alone, a 30-second ad will cost you $100 million. A 30-second advertisement. $100 million. $100 million. I mean, think about how much money is made. Do you know how much money was made illegally betting? Illegally betting. $450 billion, billion with a B, billion dollars was exchanged. $450 billion. That's $400 billion more than the entire country will produce in a year. I'm probably shortchanging it. I think the USA probably only puts out maybe $2-3 billion a year. That's so much more than the country produces is made and exchanged in illegal bets. And for all of that money, for a half of $1 trillion, you're going to tell me that no one's going to, you know, no, that doesn't happen. Sports are not bribed or fake. Yeah, you're crazy. Yeah, you want to disprove me? Email me at silentmajority@mindless.com and tell me the oversight committee that makes sure no one's betting illegally on American football games. Tell me the committee name. I dare you. I dare you to tell me who's policing the NFL and making sure that people are not throwing matches. There isn't anyone. So I'm going to play you a little clip from my favorite radio show. It's called The Alex Jones Show. And it's between Alex Jones and the author of a book called The Fix Is In. And it's just going to be a quick little video clip of them just talking about you know, how sports games are rigged and staged and why. And then we're going to play a couple, maybe one or two other video clips. And, you know, I'm going to tell you about some of the propaganda, you know, during, like, the halftime shows, for example, that happens in your face, Illuminati, satanic, witchcraft symbols. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh my fucking God. But look them up. Go look them up. These are symbols in the fucking Stupid Bowl halftime show that if you went and looked in the Satanic Bible, it's the same fuck. It's not like, oh, that kind of looks like a... that could be open to interpretation. No, it's the same motherfucking thing. Why the fuck would they put that in there? Why is it there? Why? So we're going to be talking a little bit about that, and then we'll wrap up the show, and you guys can decide for yourself whether you want to accept the truth or whether you want to continue to believe the lie. So I'm going to play a clip. This is about a book called The Fix Is In. You should buy this book. It's fantastic. I've read it. It talks all about how major sports are fixed and rigged from all levels. Here we go, Alex Jones.
No, it takes the tribalism that a man would use to be successful in business. You're supposed to be angry and warlike in business, not cheating, but focused. You're supposed to be focused in politics. You're supposed to be informed and know about all the ins and outs of government. Instead, you know all the ins and outs of the soap opera of, you know, what size jockstrap the quarterback wears.
Well, exactly. I'm sure there's guys, you know, in Chicago, near where I live, who could name the starting lineup of the 1984 Chicago Cubs, but they couldn't tell you who their alderman is, who their mayor is, who their senators are, any of that. I mean, I think even like last night, you had the debates on, which were kind of a joke because you can't include a third-party candidate at all in these because the Republicans, Democrats own the debates. But yet, how many people were instead watching, you know, Game 7 of the National League, you know, Championship Series, or how many people are watching Monday Night Football as opposed to informing themselves maybe more about their own government?
Sure, and I mean, again, it's one thing, you know, to pop a beer, watch a baseball game, but it's the mental illness of getting more and more obsessed, and it's the parallel in history that as societies collapse, they always get more and more into sports. It's just a major red flag.
Well, and that's what the Romans did. I mean, they used the gladiator contest to distract the populace, and today it's almost the same thing with, you know, the National Football League. They're almost their modern-day gladiators. They're in publicly funded stadiums. They get tax-exempt status for having these stadiums. They're actually, the NFL has just revealed, they're actually a non-profit organization. Not the teams, but the NFL, the core, the headquarters, are a non-profit organization. How is that possible when, like, their commissioner is making $10 million a year? You're getting $10 million a year to run a non-profit organization? Is that something wrong there?
Well, that's where all this is going. They teach Harvard courses for CEOs. Everything's going to be tax-free foundations, and they're going to run all the businesses and really make profits, but then none of us are going to be allowed to be in that. We all pay taxes to give it to them.
Well, exactly, and I think that's another thing that makes it kind of proves that the fact that these leagues can fix their own games where it may only benefit one team, but in effect benefits the entire league. The NFL shares 75% to 80% of all the revenue they take in. They take in nearly $10 billion a season, and most of that is distributed equally to all the teams. So if one team succeeds, if you have like Tim Tebow succeeding and millions of people are tuning in to watch Tebow and they're buying Tebow jerseys, well, that's not just profiting one team, it's profiting them all.
Well, it's just sad to see men, especially who don't have any life, anything they've conquered, any destiny. They're just these empty men who act tough all day and watch sports and think it's manly to know all these details. Meanwhile, their kids' water they're drinking has a chemical weapon in it, and I have the White House science czar saying it's to hurt your child, and they don't care.
Nope, they don't care, and you better not tell them that sports are rigged and that the whole thing is staged and faked. You better not show them the hundreds of examples of staged sports events and people getting busted for that. So, you know, like I was saying before, you know, Lady Gaga, Beyonce, you know, all these people in the halftime shows are just promoting Illuminati satanic references, and we're going to hear a little bit from the expert Mark Dice, and you know, just to exasperate the level of brainwashing and the level of corruption and how sports are used to make people just drooling morons. So we're going to hear a little bit from Mark Dice, and then I'll let you go on your way. Make your own decisions, make your own calls on what you're going to choose to accept, either the truth or either the lies, either take the red pill or the blue pill. So we're going to hear a little bit from expert Mark Dice. Here we go.
Remember last year's Illuminati halftime show at the Super Bowl featuring just an array of satanic skanks headed up by Madonna, the Queen Kabbalah Priestess? The last year's Illuminati-themed Super Bowl was so blatant and in-your-face that it made headlines around the world. People were shocked at the blatant in-your-face Illuminati and occult symbolism, the basic ritual that was the halftime show. So this year, 2013, the Super Bowl, the really big bread and circus, the waste of time, the most important event in many Americans' lives is the Super Bowl this Sunday. So Beyonce, Jay-Z's wife, Jay-Z, one of the most infamous satanic scumbags in the music industry, one of the biggest Illuminati wannabes, campaigning for President Obama. Yes, campaigning for him, raising money for him in an official Obama campaign ad. So many are expecting or speculating that there's going to be some sort of Illuminati symbolism during the Super Bowl this year. So, of course, I will keep my eye open for it and I will report on that. You may recall Beyonce's 2010 Grammy performance, which was basically just a glorification of the police state and of the military, as she took the stage protected by dozens of men in police state riot uniforms. And in previous performances, you can see Illuminati-themed symbolism incorporated into her performance. So it will be interesting to see what happens this year at the Super Bowl. Of course, the highlight of many Americans' lives. A bunch of men in tights running around chasing a ball. Patting each other on the butt. That is the most important event in Americans' lives. The Super Bowl. Yeah, I know.
Football, beer, and above all, gambling filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them into control was not difficult. George Orwell, 1984.
All right, guys, there you go. That is Sump Geordie's Pirate Podcast, episode number 164. You know, we gave you a little bit of history. You know, the fact that gambling and match fixing and staging sports events goes all the way back to ancient Roman times in the first Olympic Games, all the way up through history, through the 1900s, all the way up until now. They take advantage of frothing people at the mouth over their teams to sell, you know, billions of dollars worth of jerseys and you know, name badges of your favorite sports player and your favorite sports players holding up, you know, a can of shaving cream and all this bullshit like they fucking matter. Idolizing people who do nothing for tons of money, the great American way. We've talked about, you know, all the crime syndicates that are behind this, you know, Luke Casey's, the Gotti's, you know, some of the most horrible gangsters that murdered people like a fucking army are behind major sporting events. Gave you examples of people that went to prison for fixing sports events just for money, duping millions of people. Good-mannered, for the most part, people who just wanted to be entertained. You know, like, you know, we talked about how they use the biggest sports event in the entire world, the American Super Bowl, which for some reason they even watch in England, using this halftime example to absolutely put satanic ritual, occult symbols everywhere. And if you don't believe me, go watch it. Go watch the all-seeing eye in the middle of the stage. Go watch the Grammy with the squads of military-style Gestapos marching behind Beyonce. Watch the Lady Gaga shit, where she, you know, she's making all the occult symbols and wearing a headdress of Horus, and it's fucking, it's insane. It's not made up. It's right there so you can see it. There is no fucking way that you can listen to this goddamn radio show and get, you know, take off your headphones and still want to watch sports. If you have a soul, you will be angry, upset, you will be pissed off and enraged, and you'll boycott the Super Bowl, you'll boycott sporting events. Now, I'm not saying, you know, don't take your family to a baseball game to throw peanuts on the ground and enjoy it. I understand the allure and the fun, but what I'm saying is don't get sucked into the brain-dead hysteria that is sports. Don't be one of those people that can name the entire starting lineup of, you know, the 2012 San Francisco 49ers, but yet you don't even know that Dianne Feinstein is the senator, you know, or that Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor of California, or, you know what I mean? Like, people don't even know that. They don't even know one of the most famous actors in the entire history was the governor of California. They have no fucking clue. They're like, what, that Terminator guy? He was a politician? I didn't know that. You know, there's so many things in this world that you should be concerned about, that you should be reading about, that you should know, that you should get into, that you should be angry about. You know, like Alex Jones was saying, men think it's manly and cool and acceptable to watch sports and drink beer. Yeah, that's manly. But they have no idea, like, how to fish. If something breaks, they can't fix it. I mean, they don't know. They don't even know how to cook their own food or wash their own clothes. They don't know anything. They're just empty shells. They've never went out and hunted. They never shot a gun. Nothing. I mean, they're just brain dead, asleep, zombie scum who find that it's more important to froth over, to obsess over sports than it is to learn how to survive in the world. You know, and like Alex Jones was saying, Brian Tooley, the author of The Fix Is In, was saying, you know, it's mentally ill. They associate themselves with sports teams. It's my team. We're gonna win. No, it's not your team. You didn't have any part in the sports event. You didn't do anything. You gave your hard-earned money so that you could wear a cheap made-in-China T-shirt that has some idiot, retarded, drug addict, you know, wife beater's name on the back. That's about all you did. You didn't have anything to fucking do with it. It's not your team. You don't own it. That's crazy. I mean, in a psychology course, you would say that person is delusional. You know, you don't claim ownership over something that you had no involvement in. That's weird. People do that with women, and they call them stalkers. You know, I just... Hello? I know the microphone's on. I can see it's recording. So, again, my name's Scrap Huntington. You're listening to the Silent Majority's Underground Podcast. Always telling you the hardcore truth. Always pointing out things in the underground that no one else is willing to say, except for Alex Jones. But here in the small podcast community, here in local San Francisco, where literally, I'm not even exaggerating when I tell you that women are outside crying. crying because the San Francisco 49ers lost the Super Bowl. When I was coming home from my day job today, they were crying over the San Francisco 49ers losing the game. They didn't cry because Obama raised your income tax. They didn't cry because Obama gave the order to massacre hundreds and thousands of children with unmanned computer-controlled drones. They didn't give a shit about that, but their stupid, retarded, fixed, staged WWF-style football game outcome makes them cry. That's how sick and depraved and mentally vanquished our culture and our world society and our American society has become. It's time to unlock your mind. It's time to wake up. It's time to get the spirit of 1776 back into your soul. It's time to learn how to do something. It's time to learn how to build a shelter. It's time to create something, make some music, record something, make a book, write a zine, you know, make a website exposing the truth. Do something with your life and your time. Shit, go play a fucking video game. At least you've accomplished something instead of sitting in front of the TV that rots your fucking brain, like physically, literally, makes your brain stupid, puts you into a REM sleep state, a REM sleep state, where you're completely susceptible, you know, subconsciously to anything that someone tells you, drooling on yourself, drinking cheap beer made with fluoridated water, and screaming and yelling at the TV because the, oh, what the fuck was that call? Next time you do that, next time you see a stupid fumble, next time you see a referee make a bad call, you better know that motherfucker took some money and threw that game so that he could make money and you could be pissed off. That's what it comes down to. Fuck sports. Fuck the NHL. Fuck the NASCAR. Fuck the NFL. Fuck FIFA. Screw that shit. Go read a book by Carol Quigley. Go fucking read some white papers published from Aubrey de Grey on life extension technology. Read about nanotechnology. just do something. It's time to wake up, and it's okay to be angry. It's okay to be upset. It's mentally stable to find out that something that you're into is being controlled by a crime syndicate, by mobsters that you like. It's okay to be angry that there's crime element going on in your country. It's okay to be angry about that. You know what's fucking mentally ill? Sitting in front of the fucking TV and screaming at it at the top of your lungs over some fake staged bullshit. That's fucking sick. Wake up. It's time that we stand up and do something about our culture before this next generation becomes adults and they can't even make a proper sentence. Email us at silentmajority@mindless.com whether you agree or don't. I don't care. Email silentmajority@mindless.com. You can check us out on Twitter where I say all kinds of crazy hardcore things and bust Australian politicians for being disgusting treasonous sacks of shit. The Twitter is Silent Majority. That's right. It's at S1LENTMAJ0RTY. So that's Silent Majority. Silent is spelled, the I is with the 1, the O is with the 0. Silent Majority. At Silent Majority. That's the Twitter. I changed it up. I know someone's going to be like, I can't find it. What do you mean the 1 is an I and the O is a 0? I don't get that. If you want to support the show, you can always go to cafepress.com/smshit and you can buy some Silent Majority gas mask logo t-shirts and other various items and support the good cause. And you can do me a huge favor and go check out Brian Tooley's book, The Fix Is In. Fantastic book, proving again what this show is saying. All sports events are staged, fixed, rigged, and faked. Whether you want to believe it or not, it's true. All you have to do is look it up. Go YouTube the halftime shows if you've never seen them, and just look at, just type into Google satanic imagery or satanic occult symbols. There's no denying it. You can't possibly say,
that doesn't exist.
Again, Scrap Huntington, thanks for listening to this hour-long radio show. I know you're probably itching to go take a shit. So go do that right now. Until next time. I'm gonna go take a shit.